Okay, now we'll go back. We had a case under advisement, and that is case number 11,291. And let's see, 291.
Great.
Mr. Mills.
291.
291, yeah, 11,000.
No, 291.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. He was asking what case was under advisement. I said 291. He said 281.
Okay.
291.
291.
291. Yep. Okay, I'm on page.
This is.
Okay.
He was saying that he had. Wasn't there some correspondence that said that the organization down there didn't know anything about the. And was in confusing?
They've asked that we table it.
They asked that we table it.
Yeah,
so they
asked. Yeah, they were confused.
And I didn't make a motion. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They just wanted to be able to look into it because right. What they originally approved is not what they feel was
being asked for.
Yeah.
Well, they felt like what they approved is not what they built, and they never came back to ask for the additional. To make the screen porch up front a deck and to make a screen porch off the back, which wasn't on the original drawings that they submitted to the Homeowners Association.
And that wasn't the reason that I made the motion to take it under advisement. I just thought it needed additional discussion.
Right.
Well, so man, came back to the first meeting. You did, if you wanted to start open, that's the reason why I did identify you.
Ms. Thibodeau, did.
Thank you.
Was there any reference in that letter to restrictive covenants or anything? I can't remember exactly what the verbiage was.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing anything about that.
No, they just say that they do not. They have a standing policy that no variances are granted in that 30-foot for them.
Okay, so it's possible they may have their own setback requirements in an architectural review committee or something along those lines. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Well,
okay.
I haven't said that, but, Mr. Chairman. I believe we try, don't we, as a board to stay within the requirements of some of their covenants down there, but we supersede anything that. We try to cooperate where we can.
We don't enforce their deed restrictions or covenants.
No.
If they have more restrictive requirements than
we do, or
the same, it's up to that homeowners association to make, you know, if they want to enforce it, that's up to
them. They get
so
their own lawyer.
That may be another issue for the homeowner or the builder, as the case may be.
Well, okay. having said that, they're. What I'm saying is, I'm trying to get at here is, I know all that. What I'm trying to say is that maybe we should try and leave this open so that he can present supposedly the real plans to the organization to get a nay or yay from them.
I don't think their decision makes any difference or has any bearing on our decision.
Well, it's just a matter of cooperation, that's all, of being a board that is open to hear everything.
Yeah. Well, I can appreciate, you know, extending courtesy, but we the hearing's closed. So whatever their decision may be will be irrelevant to any decision of ours.
That's if we close it. It's under advisement now.
If we left it open, we couldn't consider any. I mean, whether it was yay, nay, or indifferent, their decision.
They're saying that it's not the right thing.
And that's to be taken up by them. It's we can't consider anything outside of the hearing
that
we heard.
That,
so what would be the point in keeping it open on for their benefit?
To make sure
other than
we're
a courtesy.
Getting the right paperwork. I mean, getting the right. He's got two different things going here. He's got one going to them that they're confused with, and he's presenting something to us, and that's what he said. He said, well, you know, things got turned around.
No, I certainly think that they would have had representation if they should have had representation.
but if I understood it right, it is built. Is that correct?
Built, right?
Built, yeah.
Yeah. No need to leave it open or anything. Built.
Okay.
Built, right?
Right.
So, I mean.
Yeah, it's built.
I don't.
It's going to be, it is there.
I don't know if the, I don't want to say this. To me, the demeanor of the applicant was a bit pushy, and I'm not, you know, sure that he hasn't pushed everything right on through here. You know, I mean, even when you look at the comment here on our paperwork that was submitted, and it says, it says, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? And it is written, no, the difficulty was not created by the applicant. It was a small error. And he did say the mason. And he, but then he further says it's a small error in the house placement. Well, 5'6" is that
that's
what we're looking at?
Error.
That's not small.
No.
You know.
No.
You know, he's, it's just, I guess, it's my feeling. He's just kind of passing it off, laying it off, and saying, hey, you know, guys, you know.
Well, my feeling's the same way.
Yeah.
But I was trying to say that to make sure that we had the right paperwork, but it's already built.
I mean, I, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to taking some time and giving more consideration to his testimony and maybe thinking about it and table it to our next meeting.
You would agree? You would in agreement with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Table to our next meeting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good.
But right. Certainly not for any other purpose with the homeowners association.
Mr. Mills, you making that a motion?
I'll make that a motion.
Yeah. Okay. A motion by Mr. Mills. That we table case number 11,291 to the next regular meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
And I have a second by Mr. Ricketts. So all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Ricketts?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Galloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,291 will be tabled to our next regular meeting, which will be the 18th of November.